The State of Food and Agriculture 2015 report, known as the SOFA report, has been released today by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. It is the Food Agency's flagship publication, and this year the report has been dedicated to the topic of social protection. Social protection was featured prominently in the recently adopted Sustainable Development Goals and will be the theme of World Food Day coming up on October 16th. FAO has stepped up its efforts to help governments and partners incorporate social protection into national development strategies and policies. And according to the organization, social protection plays an important role in combating hunger and rural poverty when combined with agricultural support. To help us better understand the trends in social protection policies in the region, we're inviting regional experts to weigh in on the issues. For Asia and the Pacific, Sumitra Broca is a senior policy officer with FAO's regional office in Bangkok. Mr. Broca, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
First off, generally speaking, how would you describe the trends in social protection across the region?
In the Asia-Pacific region, at least up to this point, social protection has not really been prominent. An important role has not been given to social protection by and large. I mean, remember that this is an extremely diverse region. It includes some of the richest countries in the world, and it includes some of the poorest countries in the world. And the differences that exist are very, very large. In the rich countries, such as Japan, such as Korea, such as Australia, such as New Zealand, they do have reasonably well-developed systems of social protection. But among the low-income countries and the middle-income countries, it would probably be true to say that barring India and Sri Lanka, there hasn't been as much emphasis on social protection as there could have been. Now, are there any trends? That's hard to say. I don't think that there's a very clear answer to that question. And that's partly because countries have different definitions of what constitutes social protection, and partly because this topic has not really been very prominent. But we are beginning now. In the regional office for Asia and the Pacific, we will undoubtedly be doing more work on studying social protection, analyzing trends, and possibly also providing policy assistance to governments that want to implement social protection programs.
Are there commonalities when we're thinking about the issues that need to be focused on? What are the main issues regarding social protection in the region?
Well, there's three kinds. There's social insurance, right, which includes things like old age pensions, for example, health insurance and unemployment insurance. And then there's social assistance, which is basically things like cash transfers, in-kind transfers, disability benefits, et cetera, et cetera. And then there are labor market programs, such as cash or food for work programs, skill development and training, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what we don't see is comprehensive social protection programs covering all three types. Some countries emphasize some types of social protection. Other countries emphasize other kinds. Because you're asking about commonalities, I don't think that there are any commonalities. It's very much ad hoc. Politicians respond to needs as expressed by the voters or by the public at large. And it's not really embedded in some kind of comprehensive viewpoint. It's very much ad hoc. And only in the case of India do you see this very, very large social protection system. But even there, things like health insurance and old age pensions and so forth are not really emphasized. It's mainly about providing food, direct provision of food by the government, although that's changing a bit, and also cash for work or guaranteed. It's called the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, where people are guaranteed work in rural areas. It doesn't apply to urban areas. So, I mean, it worked, both the National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme and also this. I mean, they have protected the poor. But the question is, could it be made better? Could it be made more focused? Could the impact on nutrition be increased? Yes, certainly. It did indeed protect the right to food of the poor.
How can the region improve on social protection?
If you say across the region, there's no social protection practice that applies across the region. You see, because as I said, it's a patchwork, it's very ad hoc, it's improvised, it's a bunch of band-aids, basically. It's very much a matter of which country you're in and the history of that country and how governments improvised in response to circumstances. And I think the first thing to do, number one, we need to bring the countries together so that they can learn from each other's experience. That's the very first thing we need to do. And there, I think FAO working with ILO and possibly other agencies can play a very important and catalytic role. You know, if we could bring these countries together so that they can sit there and say, aha, this works in your country, so how come we don't have it in ours? And then once that's done, then I think each country needs to decide for itself, you know, what is the biggest issue in our country that can be addressed through social protection, and what can we do to ameliorate this problem? What types of social protection would we need to implement, and how would we do it? How much would it cost, etc. And there, I can promise you that we will certainly do our best to help governments do this.
Mr. Broca, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you very much.